You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and of course, it wasn't just Clinton and Trump debating last night, not even on KUOW. If you stayed tuned, you heard our governor, Jay Inslee, and the Republican challenger, Bill Bryant, debating in Pasco, their third and final debate. Northwest News Network correspondent Anna King was there, and she says the candidates didn't call each other names or anything, but there was a sense of challenge.
Bill Bryant was very aggressive, very lawyerly, was kind of poking at Jay Inslee, saying, hey, we need a governor who can stand up and do this job. And Jay Inslee was like, hey, we have been doing a great job.
The debate covered four major issues. Let's start with number one. Washington State has a moratorium on the death penalty. How did they talk about whether the death penalty ought to resume or the moratorium should continue?
You know, Republican Bill Bryant says that we should uphold the state laws and continue to have those executions. And there was some applause from the audience on that remark. Then Jay Inslee said, you know, executions aren't conducted fairly across class and race lines here in the Washington state. He says research shows that that it's not fair. And so he continues to hold that his moratorium on executions is the right thing to do.
What did the candidates say about cleaning up the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, which is right in the backyard of where this debate happened?
You know, you could have heard a pin drop in the room. Everybody was really on their seat to hear about this. This is one of the largest industries here in the Tri-Cities and in eastern Washington in general. And, you know, the state has two lawsuits against the federal government right now. One on missed federal deadlines for cleanup of tank waste, and another on worker safety at those same tanks. And Bill Bryant said these lawsuits that the state is waging against the federal government is just distracting to other cleanup that needs to happen along the Columbia River, like the Kay Basin sludge, just 400 yards away from the river. Jay Inslee, on the other hand, said, hey, sometimes you have to hold feet to the fire to get things done and not kick it down the road a little bit. And so he said, I've spent two decades of work on Hanford issues, and we need these lawsuits to make sure that the federal government sits up and listens to what we need. We need to have safety at these Hanford waste tank farms, and we also need to have federal dollars here at Hanford cleaning things up. We can't have that money drift away to some other project.
These governor candidates also debated Yakima water quality. How does that involve the governor, and why should somebody in Western Washington care about that?
If you drink milk or if you eat meat, you should care about what's happening in the Yakima Valley. Much of Seattle's milk and meat come from right there in this area. In this area from Parker Heights outside of Yakima to Grandview and Prosser, there's nitrates that are polluting the groundwater. That comes from fertilizers and from manure. And there's a shallow aquifer there. And many people have private wells in this area that are drawing up these nitrates into their drinking and cooking water. That's a problem if you have a baby or children, because they're specifically susceptible to this, you know, lack of oxygen in the blood if you drink nitrate-polluted water. Now, the state is developing new laws to clean up the shallow aquifer and those private wells, and it's a communications battle because many of these people are Spanish speakers, and they don't know that they should test the well, or they haven't heard yet that they should test the well. So there's been a huge campaign by the state to inform them. And these rules might come out in a year. And so the dairies and the meat operations are really against new regulations. And some of the environmentalists are saying, hey, these regulations are not near stringent enough. And so on the issue, Bill Bryant said, I'm going to put a moratorium on any new regulations that would affect businesses down in the valley. And Jay Inslee said, hey, having clean water is a basic human right, and we need to make sure that everybody has clean drinking water that they can depend on when they turn on the tap. And so I think these regulations are just in time.
Finally, Anna, the presidential debate last night touched on disenfranchised voters, and so did our governor debate. Yakima went through a big redistricting intended to enfranchise Latino voters there. Did the candidates disagree about that?
No, actually, the candidates both agreed very strongly that redistricting needs to happen in all communities across the state, possibly, to include Latinos and other minorities into these civic discussion, that they need to have representation on city councils, on school boards, and both candidates acknowledged that the huge growth in the Latino population, and that the Latino vote needed to be stronger so that they could elect representation that covered the issues they care about in their neighborhoods.
Anna King, Richland correspondent for the Northwest News Network. She was in Pasco last night at the third and the final Washington State Governor's Debate. It's KUOW's The Record.